trying to make the most of it. I'm a puzzle, I must figure out where all my pieces fit. Like a poor wayfaring stranger that they speak about in song. I'm just a weary pilgrim trying to find what feels like home. Where that is, no one can tell me. Am I doomed to ever roam? I'm just traveling, traveling, traveling. I'm just traveling on. Questions I have many, answers but a few. But we're here to learn, the spirit burns to know the greater truth. And they nailed Jesus to the tree. And when I'm born again, you're gonna see a change in me. God made me for a reason, and nothing is in vain. Redemption comes in many shapes with many kinds of pain. Oh, sweet Jesus, if you're listening, keep me ever close to you. As I'm stumbling, tumbling, wandering, as I'm traveling through. I'm just traveling. Traveling, I'm just traveling through. I'm just traveling, traveling, traveling. I'm just traveling through. Or sometimes the road is rugged and it's hard to travel. We don't have to walk alone. When everything is broken, we can mend it if we try. We can make a world of difference if we want to. We can fly. Goodbye, little children. Good night, you handsome men. Farewell to all you ladies and to all who knew me when. And I hope I'll see you down the road. You meant more than I knew. As I was traveling, 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 traveling through. I'm just traveling, traveling, traveling. I'm just traveling. Drifting like a floating boat and roaming like the wind. Oh, give me some direction, Lord. Let me lean on you. As I'm traveling, traveling, traveling through. I'm just traveling, traveling, traveling. I'm just traveling through. Traveling, traveling, traveling. I'm just traveling through. Ooh, 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 ooh. Like the poor wayfaring stranger that they speak about in song. I'm just a weary pilgrim trying to find my own way home. I'm just traveling through. I'm just traveling, traveling, traveling. I'm just traveling through. Like the poor wayfaring stranger that they speak about in song. I'm just a weary pilgrim trying to find my own way home. Oh, sweet Jesus, if you're out there, keep me ever close to you as I'm
traveling as I'm traveling through.
Start out with The Journey by Mary Oliver. One day you finally knew what you had to do and began, though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble and you felt the old tug at your ankles. Mend my life, each voice cried, but you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do. Though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible, it was already late. It was late enough and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save. Pale blue, the color of the summer sky playing outside in San Antonio. Bummed that I have to put on a shirt. Girls have to wear shirts outside when it's hot and boys don't. Flash forward to the tail end of true blue childhood. Camouflage outfits, guns, war games in the woods, MASH, Ken dolls, softball, puberty. When puberty hit, it was like being that kid who gets picked last for the team. I felt like I was that kid, the one awkward and standing all alone. So there were the teams, the pinks versus the blues. I felt like womankind herself looked me up and down and sort of begrudgingly said, "All right, come on." And I walked straight into full-fledged femaleness with all its puberty glory. Puberty is powerful and it runs the show. All I could do was go along for the ride, all the while longing to be on the boys' team. Wish I could get traded. Wish they'd give me a chance. Instead, I entered a sisterhood. I always hung around with women. I had a few fellas that I spent my time with. They were mostly gay. The bulk of my time and energy was given to women. I love them. I admire them. I spent all my time and energy with them. I wanted all my close and personal relationships to be with women. I just never felt of women. Always to the side. An admirer, a lover of women, a fan of women. I recall from that time forward liking the way that women moved and talked. I liked the way they assert themselves, the way they walk in groups in the halls at school. The way they confide in each other. They talk about everything. The way many women carry around all sorts of stuff, makeup and accoutrements and the mysterious purse. The way they smell like candy and flowers and the way they smile and laugh. Most things about them. Them. I realized early into puberty that I loved being with women, but I also realized that I was not of them. I gave being a woman a really good, old-fashioned, awkward attempt. I put on the girl costumes a couple of times. I put on makeup a few times as well. I remember feeling like I wanted to succeed. I wanted to pass as a female, to pull off this girl thing. But I couldn't. I was realizing deep down that I was not being authentic, that I was not being myself. I was pretending. I was dressing in woman drag. I experimented with having a boyfriend or two, but those encounters, along with the clothing requirements, kept making it very clear, this is not who you are. So I came out as a true blue lesbian, and a butch one at that. My coming out as lesbian was good. There was a little bit of rumbling at first, but by the time I was 16, my mom was taking me to Gay Pride. I could see that I was fortunate. I moved forward, of course, with the typical teenaged angst, but I moved forward and settled into my lesbian identity. I lived there for a long time. I found it very comfortable being a lesbian. I found community at women's festivals. I saw the beautiful faces and strong bodies of other butches. I felt part of a movement. I felt the powers around trying to empower my internal Amazon. I felt like I wanted to make that enough. I really felt like if I could keep myself in that butch margin, I could make that enough. I could stay in this safe place. I was scared of the swell growing inside of me. The blue coming on me was deep and dark. It was so big, like the blue in the night sky just before dusk. It was so blue that it was almost black. It both thrilled me to my core and scared me to death, the possibility. The words were in me now. I had my identity, but I was scared. I wasn't fully ready to embrace that I was transgender. So I decided to have a baby. It's funny, I can look back now and rationalize that I knew in my soul that I wanted to have kids. I always wanted to be a parent. I knew that I wanted to be biologically connected to that human, at least a couple of them. I didn't necessarily want to incubate a human, but I sure wanted the result, and that was my biological drive. So I felt like some part of me just sort of took over. I had to go on crabby autopilot. It's like, move out the way, big boy. Mama wants a baby. The baby blues. It was during my pregnancies that I finally realized that if being pregnant is what it was like for me to feel like a woman, then I need out. No thanks. Way too uncomfortable for this, butch. Way outside my comfort zone. The hormones. It made me feel like my skin was crawling. I have come to realize that being pregnant for me is a lot like grief. I felt all raw and not in my right mind. I felt like people around me treated me like I was in grief mode and that I needed to be taken care of and that I had to take it super easy. It was hard to wrap my head around it. The vulnerability I felt, the helplessness I felt. I do believe, though, that the true icing on the cake were the freaking clothes. I could not stand the uniform that I had to wear while I was pregnant. It made me look pregnant. It made me look like a woman. It was hard. It was hard to see myself. It was hard to walk around in my own skin. But I did it. I did it twice. I wanted to. I needed to. Truly, something greater than me took over and pulled me through. I do look back on that experience with amazement that it was actually me. It seems very far away. A year or two after my son was born, my trans curiosity was in full gear. I was actively seeking out any and all information on trans and genderqueer persons. This was strong and powerful, like the blues in the ocean. I let them ride in. I couldn't stop it. I would satisfy my curiosity with a book or media or some music, but it wasn't enough. I tried to really embrace my butch self. It wasn't enough. Then I met my first real-life trans man. It was at his wedding shower. It was a big turning point for me. He had what I wanted. He was a version of me. I went into therapy. Actually, initially I went into therapy to talk to a traditional therapist about whether or not I should go see a real therapist who was specifically about transgendered issues. I danced with that therapist for about a year. Finally, I came out to my partner. She called me on it. I really was just getting up the nerve to tell her, getting all my ducks in a row, but really I was stalling. She burst out one sunny afternoon that there were no non-negotiables in our life together and that she loved me no matter what. She asked me. I told her, more therapy. I told my folks. I had the opportunity to chat with my dad a bit before he passed. He told me that he may not understand it, but he loved me as a daughter and he could love me as a son. I treasure those words. A gift I wish for all persons in my situation to hear those words. My mother has expressed herself similarly. She loves me. I am her child. She wants for me what all parents want for their children, to live a happy life, to be comfortable with who we are, to love ourselves as much as our parents love us. I know in my heart, if one of my children came up to me with something like this, I would want to empower them. I would want them to live a happy and authentic life. I would want them to be happy. I had to give myself permission to receive that same love and support from my own self. I had to be kind to myself. I had to be selfish. I had to transition and live the rest of my life aligned, inside and out, hormonally and spiritually, physically and emotionally. I knew that I needed to model that behavior for my children, authentic behavior. I'm showing them how to be true to yourself, how to live authentically. I have deep fears. I have concerns. I worry about my kids and how their peers will react. I worry about violence. I worry about harassment. But I know deep down I have to be brave. I will show my children how to be brave. I will stay here. I will live in my town. I will transition at the Y. I will transition at the Shop and Save. I will transition while picking up my kids from school and from daycare. I will transition at church. I will transition at work. I know that being an activist is part of who I am. Transitioning here is something that I need to do. Places like this need people like us. I can only hope that and pray that my decision continues to propel my family forward, knowing as my children become adults that they can see the value in living an authentic life, knowing in their little souls to live authentically is to live fully. My little boy Blue. One night, a few months into my transition, I was putting my son to bed. We spend a little time each night philosophizing about the world and life in general. It was on this night, in the quiet calm, that I whispered to his sweet little ears, "I want to start living my life on the outside as a boy." He sweetly and quietly, sleepily whispered back, "Oh, Mommy, I'm so happy you're going to take off your woman mask." From his sweet little mouth to God's ears, I'm humbled and thankful. I'm ready. I'm ready to stumble forward and make my way through all of this, and to live this beautiful life authentically.